Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Mondays through Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Today is Wednesday, and Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper.
Hello, happy hump day.
Happy hump day. How you doing? You doing all right today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good enough. How about that?
Yes.
We got a good show for you. Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. So listen, I got some things going on today. One of my favorite things that we do every week at 3:30 today, we will have Copper's Corner where she has the microphone and does her piece. And so 3:30, Copper's Corner. Just before that, at 3 o'clock, a guy who's been on the show with us before, a friend of mine, Clint Reed, he's with the College Republican Federation of Alabama, is going to call in because I'm going to do a segment on next generation conservatives, and we're going to hear from Clint. So that's going to be cool. And I'll tell you what, Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
The Triple Dipper. All right. First one on the Triple Dipper today, national security. Is it secure? Oh, man, we're going to break it down. I'm going to take you on a tour around the world. There are things happening in the news and sometimes not in the news that you need to know because national security is a huge, hairy deal. So national security, that's going to be the first part of the Triple Dipper. Number two, next generation conservatives. You know, I've got an article right here that says why Democrats should be losing some sleep over Generation Z. That's good news, and I'm going to tell you more about that, but next-generation conservatives, who's up and coming? What are they thinking these days in Gen Z? And I am glad to hear some of the things that I'm hearing. I'll tell you about that in number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three is this, literally, cancel culture and CRT, cancel culture and critical race theory are getting hammered in recent days, and I'm going to tell you more about that. Listen, in the right side way, let me just start off by saying this morning I had the privilege of speaking at a Veterans Day chapel for a local Christian school. And I got to tell you, after the year and a half we've been through with COVID shutdowns, with school closures, anti-American sentiment, cancel culture, vaccine mandates, the pullout of Afghanistan, all of it, it was such a relief, a complete relief to be in a school with no masks, hugging people's necks and shaking hands, saluting veterans and honoring our flag. It was a microcosm of normalcy. You know what I'm saying? It felt like days past, and it's what we need more of for our day's future. In the course of it, I was asked to be the speaker to speak on honor. And Romans 12:10 was the passage that I was asked to reference, which specifically says in the NIV version, quote, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. But as I was preparing my remarks, I felt led to also include Matthew 5, the latter part of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus exhorted the crowd to remember to do more than just love those who love you back. You know, in his words, even the heathen can do that. We're supposed to honor those who are even, you know, outside of our bubble, outside of our clique, outside of our comfort zone. And as I prepared, I dug a bit deeper, and I found that the original Hebrew word that was used in the English translations where we now find the word honor, it was intended in Hebrew to mean to give weight to or to bring glory. And it reminded me of an amazing story that I've told on the show once before, so I won't tell the whole thing again. And it was in Baghdad in 2004. Now, let me first say this. I grew up in what I call the Black Boot Army, all right? Ain't nobody these days having to put black kiwi polish on their boots, but I have, and a lot of you in this audience have, I've spit on many a boot and shined it up to a high gloss. That was also back in the day when, you know, if you were squared away, you had your BDUs, or fatigues as my dad used to call them, had them starched, and I mean starched, like, you know, we actually used to call getting dressed breaking starch. And I remember once I had a pair of BDU pants that I could just stand them up by themselves when I got them back from the quartermaster laundry. Yes, sir. And the boots? Well, the boots better match that level of shine and prep, you know what I'm saying? Some of my buddies and I, we used to have a saying about our boots, that a toe shine is a no shine, but a heel shine, that's a real shine. Meaning that you might get away with having to shine just the front end of your boots, you know, on the toes. But for those who went the extra round, those who wanted to really do it right, they wrapped that polish all the way around to the heel. That's the real shine job right there. Well, take that attitude, all right? Take that extra mile attitude and put it in the place of the who, what, why, when, and where we honor others. Do we go the extra mile? Do we get out of our comfort zones? Do we do more than what is expected? Are we, in a sense, putting shine on the heel as much as we are on the toe? Well, listen, here's the deal. I'm telling you a story here. In Baghdad in 2004, it was an extremely intense time. It was during the Shia uprising, the Mahdi militia, constant shots being fired, constant mortars and rockets, and on one particular morning, I got word that one of our senior Iraqi elected officials had been assassinated, and another one who I consider to be a friend, Dr. Abdul Qadim, had survived, but barely. And I got word that he had been taken to an Iraqi hospital by another man, and this was big. This was a hit on the new democracy. They were targeted because they dared to be elected officials in the first ever elected city council. Well, Dr. Qadim was someone who I interacted with often. He was someone who we consider to be an ally in the fight against extremism. And you may recall from me telling it once before that after I alerted the battalion staff that the request was made to get Dr. Qadim into the cache because the Baghdad civilian hospitals could not treat his injuries. He was shot in the base of the skull, and it was not considered to be survivable or treatable by the Iraqi doctors. Well, get him into the cache. That's CSH. It stands for Combat Surgical Hospital. It was the hospital inside the Green Zone, which is a zone set up to protect American and other, or U.S. and other countries' embassies, to protect our special headquarters, and to protect our combat surgical hospital. It was a off-limits area to the average citizen, and the combat surgical hospital, the cache, was where we treated American soldiers. Well, the request was made right there as we were dealing with the issue to me. Can you get him to the cache? And I immediately looked at my commander, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hendrickson, who did not even hesitate, if you remember the story. He said, I'll never forget this. He said, he's one of ours. And he launched a quick reaction for us, and he put a field ambulance with it. And I spent the next half hour getting our QRF linked up with the Iraqi ambulance that one of my friends had actually stolen to evac Dr. Qadim. It was an amazing story. And yes, Dr. Qadim's life was saved in a hospital that wasn't for him, in a green zone that wasn't for him, by people who did not have an obligation to do so, commanded by a man who I will always remember as someone who on that particular day went the extra mile. You see, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hendrickson chose to honor, I mean like really honor Dr. Qadim. Dr. Qadim was outside of his bubble, you know what I'm saying? No one would have questioned it. He just did it because, like he said, quote, he's one of ours. That is a spirit of honoring others who are not your usual folks. That's the whole concept of honoring in such a way that it's like you're doing the extra job. That's missing a lot today. Our culture, and just in the past year and a half especially, has been stigmatized, brutalized, beat up, but it's still there. It's still very much there. I saw it this morning at the school. It fired me up as every student stood up for patriotic songs. I know it's there. I still see flags flying on people's homes. I know the sentiment is still there, maybe a little bit jaded, but it's like watching the sun come up. It like gets a little brighter a bit at a time. So I want to encourage you. Consider how you might honor someone in the coming days. Tell somebody you appreciate them. Maybe even someone who is outside of your usual bubble. Someone who you technically don't have to even talk to. That no one would even question if you overlooked them. You know what I'm saying? Remember the original text in Hebrew to the verse that I read you earlier meant to add weight to them. Add weight. Think about that. How do you find that person who is not viewed in a weighty manner and remind others that weight should be added to their notoriety? It's worth doing. It's just the opposite of cancel culture. The opposite of that clickbait, trashy kind of cancel culture that says that people don't matter, that somehow they don't rate, that they're not worthy. Maybe, in fact, just maybe, it's time to uncancel some folks. To let it be known that the person is not alone, you know what I mean? Wade in on that Facebook post and be an ally to the guy who's being hated on. Speak up in the break room and let the folks there know that they can change the subject while you're around if all they want to do is trash gossip about one of your coworkers. Or be that average Joe or average Jane who just honors others. Believe me, you'll be noticed. Maybe you find out that one of your neighbors is a veteran. Just walk over and knock on the door and say thank you. You be the kind that knows that putting shine on the heel of the boot is just as important as on the toe. Be the kind who simply determines to honor those around them, even when it means stepping outside of your comfort zone. We need a lot more honoring today. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you go. I mean, it was something, folks. It was just so good being at school this morning, in a school, no masks, hugging necks and shaking hands and saluting the flag and sharing a moment with people, unlike too often we have not been able to do in the last year and a half. God, gosh, it was good. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.